Item number six, discussion and possible action on Texas Association of School Boards Energy Cooperative by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
We buy bulk fuels right now from our Texas Purchase Co-op, and during the summer, the co-op decided not to sell bulk fuels anymore, so we had to seek a new co-op to buy our bulk fuels from, and that is the Texas Association of School Boards Energy Co-op. They provide competitive pricing, a number of vendors that can help us in getting fuels to the facilities we need. Now, the TASB does require that our board approve and I have to read their resolution and approve it. So with that, if there's any questions, I'd like to read their resolution.
Read the resolution, please.
Okay, one second here. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, open parentheses, entity, close parentheses, desires to join the TASB Energy Cooperative, open parentheses, Energy Cooperative, close parentheses, in order to participate in the local government cooperative procurement program pursuant to the authority granted by Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. The Interlocal Cooperation Act, open parentheses, Act, close parentheses, and Section 271-101 et seq. Of the Texas Local Government Code, and whereas the entity is in the opinion that the participation in an energy cooperative procurement program is in the best interest of the entity in order to achieve efficiencies and potential cost savings, and whereas the entity desires to participate and join with other local governments in interlocal participation agreements, open parentheses agreement, close parentheses, for the purpose of fulfilling and implementing their respective public and government purposes, needs, objective programs, functions, and services. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the entity authorizes to join and participate in an energy cooperative in order to procure at the entity's option energy products and services such as electricity, transportation fuel, and other contracts and commitments made available through the energy cooperative. Further, be it resolved that the governing body of the entity authorizes its presiding officers and other designated officers to execute the energy cooperative interlocal participation agreement. Finally, be it resolved that the governing body of the entity authorizes its presiding officers and other designated officers to take any and all necessary appropriate actions to carry out the foregoing, including entering the agreement with the vendors and service providers that have been selected by the energy cooperative.
You've heard the resolution. Before we vote, is there any questions on this resolution? Seeing none, ask for a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Callis.
Second.
Second by Munson. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Bowles.
Yes.
Director Christensen.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Flores.
Yes.
Director Graham.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Luton.
Yes.
Director Munson.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Taylor.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.